Blog Talk Radio.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Sounds like everything's a go. It sounded really good right now.
Looking good?
I heard you loud and clear. Through the mic, we are good.
And how is it with the other one? How is it with the other one, laptop? When you do it?
When it's working, loud and clear.
Okay.
This is good. We should have no problems. Tomorrow's Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, Friday morning. I might want to go over to King Alpha Plant. Did you get this one?
I have one, but I had it, but it wouldn't hurt to go over to you and look through it. There's a video I was on YouTube some time ago. I was talking about the American Indians, the natives and stuff, and how, you know, we've kind of hit on it a bit about the manifest destiny. Well, they gave them the right to take the land from Gad and Issachar and Reuben and stuff. And I kind of look at it like this. Well, isn't that what, in a sense, isn't that how a lot of the land was conquered throughout history and since, you know? But not the way they did it. And one of us, like this, I kind of brought a point out, is about the, was that they were giving them alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Poison alcohol, stuff like that. And I was like, and that they admitted to it. This is what, I think it was the Secretary of the State at one time admitted to all this stuff and everything. The atrocities they have done.
Right.
But they still continue to do it. It's like, you heard on the radio, on news reports and stuff, says like America on trial, that America's not going to be on trial until the most I can.
Exactly.
Nobody really cares. You know. And I was trying to think what was, because this is basically, this kind of metal, it goes from the Judah and Benjamin and Levi. This here, this also kind of goes for
everybody
else.
Then they get the 12 tribes. But this is a success.
That's good. God figured it would be. I mean, we'll see how it goes. And it is set up with that as the default microphone or something.
Yeah. As long as I have it going through here, yeah.
Okay. Every time I see that microphone, you know, I think of is, what's his name? Howard Stern.
Right.
When he's sitting there and he's doing that one,
it's a professional mic.
It is. It really is. You don't need it. I was looking at something like, you know, they got conference mics or something that you plug in and you could daisy channel. So we got like two or three of them.
Okay.
So that way you may, like that, especially like in the library. And that way you could have everybody pick them up. But this year, you don't need that. Because if it's picking up for everything, yeah.
It definitely is. The phone's got one of those conference mics. It's a Jabra. It was impressive. We use it for on a Sunday conference calls.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
It works.
He works from home too. That's why he has it.
Yeah, he does. What, T-Mobile?
They were ready to move him to the Philippines for T-Mobile. He went and turned it down. Nice.
Yeah, time off is basically it is approved, but since we lost somebody, I don't know how long he's going to be out. Probably going to have to go talk to the his name's James, the branch manager for the fairgrounds and stuff, to see about getting time off. I guess we started picking up another guy to run 302 to do the security there. There's just four of us, but when they brought me on, I was just five as a backup that lost two people, so one person. Actually, we lost two people. We got one back, so we're still short. So, but I'm looking like, my head is, it was a way God rather than men, you know, it was required of me. So I'm like, okay.
So you got to wait to talk to the head guy now about what days you can actually get off and actually leave and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I put in for like the whole week. Because I'm off Tuesday. I'm off Thursday and Friday. No matter what, but Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, possibly Wednesday.
Because she needs a second.
She needs a second. So I still got to see about figuring out how to get all her other stuff over here in the school, so that what she's got in, she's got to go through that stuff as well. And she needs to get... She needs to get her safety inspection on her car, and also insurance to get a tag. She has to have full coverage insurance because it's a lease vehicle. Even if it's a new vehicle, they have to have full
coverage
on it. They're going to tack their insurance on it and raise your payment. And I was just trying to say, well, just get some cheap liability insurance on it for about a month, so you get it inspected and get the registration on it. Go that route, so see what we can do to get her stuff up here. So trying to think about how to do it to where she can get that taken care of, because she's not got that. She'd be all right here in New Mexico because it doesn't have the sticker on the tag,
right?
You know, but it's on the windshield. But she goes to Texas, it's a different one. So I'm trying to figure that out.
If she does change registration, that means they will have the access to her address where she can be at.
And it's going to be, since there's still a loan on the taxes on it, it's going to be kind of high and stuff. So, yeah, it's going to be, because she had to go through a lot of other stuff. So, just trying to get her all set up. So everything. She went over to the school to see about the... getting enrolled, she signed up as a non-resident. So now she's going to try to go back and change it and stuff. So I'm trying to get everything, get that situated so she can get that free CNA. Just start getting on that.
Okay.
Help her on that. Try to cover some of her, help cover some of her bills until she does get set up on her feet and stuff.
She's got what? I mean, the couches, a bed, what's she got?
More boxes, you know, those little plastic three-door things, some stuff like that. It's not worth, and I'm not sure what she's wanting to do with the bed, if she's wanting to bring it over here or not. I think she said at one time she's just going to give it back to her mom. So, well, how are you going to do that? Because it's in the school. Something like that, but...
So, in bringing it in a small U-Haul or a small moving van?
I wouldn't even need that. Basically, that fit in a back of the pickup truck bed.
The smallest trailer then, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but you still have to bought the trailer we got for the fair. It'd fit in there, but it'd be a little bit overkill. That's how much little how little of the stuff there is.
They haven't even unloaded it yet.
I know. I'm not even gonna worry about that. I'm just trying to figure that out see about getting all that stuff taken care of or helping get that taken.
What about Frank's trailer? And I'm on truck.
That trailer would work. The last I heard, his trailer was in.
With his daughter-in-law, right?
Daughter-in-law, yeah, down in Gordo or someplace out like that. Something small like that. That would be real good. See that thing bounce? Skips across the road with that little trailer. Yeah. That's why I was like looking at trucks today. I was like looking at I like this car. I'm thankful for it. But I need a truck. I do need a truck. We do, move stuff around, so.
Yeah.
Of course, then I turned around and I saw a Jeep that I liked too. So, well, Jeep would pull the trailer.
Yeah.
And it fits four people. And it can climb the mountain, so don't really need a bed if I have a trailer.
True.
Think about some of this stuff, so we can see how I can get it taken care of. Not worried about it. But just trying to set things, take care of things. Because if we go down in her car, they could use my car to come down there with.
We got Imad. Shalma apparently is going to help his sister move to Mississippi. And they catch a flight from Mississippi to Houston for the Passover. Ahmad definitely has his family.
But is Ahmad, is Shalma going to take his whole family to Mississippi?
You got to say he's just going. And that would leave if me, you, and Kim left out Tuesday, or early as possible, in her car, then they would always have to work that Friday. And maybe even that Saturday. If they work that Saturday to like 6, just try and get as much money as possible. 2 out of 6, got straight on the road. For you to get San Antonio about 8 in the morning, get about 2 or 3 hours sleep. Or just go straight to Houston.
When we did that last year, we ended up driving straight to Houston because everybody already left. Because it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. I think we were coming out of Upper Springs or something like that. So we still had to...
And that was grueling.
You know, and I think I drove most of the way. Because they worked the mall most of the time or something like that. And with them, both of them being up that Saturday all day working the mall and then turning around driving and stuff. We still have Shalimar's rib and his kids.
And they drove straight to Houston. It would only take them 13 hours and 12 minutes. Yeah, I can't even say anything, but let's say maybe it's 13 hours. They totally passed San Antonio, go around it, up way up above.
It's kind of like going through Lubbock to Fort Worth, down on interstates. Thank you.
Yeah, they go past 285. Looks like they would turn. They go all the way to Santa Rosa. And then Santa Rosa to Fort Sumner.
Actually, they'd be more of a straighter drive if they went 40 to Amarillo down to 287, which would run through Dallas to 45. Cutting past the south side of Dallas, southwest side of Dallas. It's 287, turns into 45, which runs through Fairfield down to National Forest to the north side into Houston.
Okay.
It's 13 hours, 13 minutes. Even if they did come through, go through Lubbock, and they hit Lubbock, it's the same. It's a little bit southerly. It's the same time, but if they hit 20. You know where we hit that 20.
Yep. At,
they'd go all the way through to Cisco. And then you get in six all the way down to 164, 190. Or six, all the way in. It's the same amount of time. But as if we went to the Houston way, the middle of, you know. That one going up all the way to Amarillo is a bit, I'm surprised they didn't make that 20 all the way across Texas. That's what they should have done. Once they got to Waco on 6, they could go ahead and stay on 164, which would take them to Buffalo on 45. Then they could just cruise all the way down on interstate. It wouldn't be in all those small towns.
Yeah, there's a lot of small towns. He was talking about game one for the brothers, but I don't know if you and Kim's vehicle was being available. If you and Kim's vehicle being available, if he needs to get his rib a rental, a real cheap in-town rental, he needs to go and do that.
Yeah.
Or just her going back and forth to work.
We're still getting her down to Passover. If she's going.
She's not going.
She's not.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's for the men anyway.
You just gotta get the oil change of both my hers and my car. I already got over 3,000 miles on a conventional oil, which isn't a problem. It's doing pretty good. So if I'd have to stay behind to help them drive now. Do that if I needed to.
They can handle it. They can handle it. We could borrow them instead of 24 hours with you driving from San Antonio to Miami at a time.
Yeah.
And one sleeps, even if they go on shifts, they can handle that. Like if we get down there, need to get a trailer or a small stuff.
Yeah, but in to mount a hitch on a car.
I'm on his truck somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. How much is for a week for a trailer? On base. And then go that route. I mean, if it's anything like that trailer we had, it's like $100-some-odd for a week. That flat pull the car with. Had I known that they had trailers like that, car haulers over here, I would have had it. Well, yeah, because I had to get the car up here, Shalom's car up here, and then that back down. So, yeah. So, either way, I had to go back and forth.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it probably went for like $100 a week just to get up there. That's a key. Is when you pull it down.